I'm tired. I'm tired of not knowing if my travels to school will be my last travel. I'm tired of worrying if my mother will be burying me one day.
Our children are dying. My grandson, 14, lying in the dirt at his high school football game.
People, families are suffering. I had a heart attack when they killed my son. I got stents in my heart. For the rest of my life, I'm on blood thinners. So I just need to stop.
The only way to solve conflict seems to be with a gun nowadays.
Like, will I make it home today?
This is a violent time in this city right now.
It means having the freedom to walk.
The volume of guns that are in circulation in our communities.
Children playing outside on the ground we're seeing is not going to go away until you address the root causes of the problems that we're seeing.
Gun violence is a national crisis. But it's hit Philadelphia, America's poorest big city, especially hard. In the last 5 years, 10,000 people were shot. 2,100 died. It's been the most violent time in the city's history.
In West Philly last night, they found three teens, 16, 17, and 18 years old, wounded. The day before, less than a mile away, police say there was a double shooting at a corner store.
Police say a 54-year-old man was found shot and killed in East Germantown. About an hour and a half later, a 45-year-old woman was found unresponsive in the living room, shot in the chest.
It's absolutely devastating. Eight people are shot, four are dead after gun firing consessing. Now, this is probably the
lives have been shattered.
I look at his picture on my phone with the wounds 7-8 times a month because that's my boy.
Bullets rip through flesh.
My knees hit the ground. I said, please, God, I don't want to die.
Like, the bullet is still in my leg, like, to this day.
Devastation, heartbreak, and unbearable trauma tears through communities.
You're taking a piece of somebody that they can't get back.
The one thing that they have in common is just fear.
Echoing through the city. What makes someone carry a gun?
I ain't never been no troublemaker, but you know, I gotta protect myself.
You live by the sword, you die by it.
And pull the trigger.
I think the fault goes back 27 years.
I think trauma is one of the main reasons that we're having a hard time controlling the gun violence in the city.
Where are the guns coming from?
You can order ghost guns and make them yourselves in your home at any age, as long as you have a credit card.
And how can we solve the problem?
I want the world to see what bullets do to bodies. And I am convinced if this world saw those pictures, we would have some real change.
In this series, Gone Cold dives into the crisis over a five-year span from the people on the front lines and behind the heartbreak while highlighting some of the city's unsolved shootings. We'll hear from those who've been shot, those who have lost loved ones, and those who have pulled the trigger. From KYW News Radio, original podcast Gone Cold presents Ricochet.